When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast. Self Mastery Podcast, episode 21. Hey, welcome back to Self Mastery Podcast. This is really, really, really profound what this podcast is about. Because if you can get this, and I know you can, and you know you can, you probably know someone else that knows that you can get it now. But when you get this, you're going to start looking at life a little bit differently. You're going to start to experience life a little bit differently. And the reason for that is because you are the one who is responsible for the experiences that you are having. You are the one that is responsible for the thoughts that you are having. And you are the one that is responsible for the feelings that you're producing. Now, if you can get that, if you can just get that, then man, you're going to have a very, very different life than what you have had in the past. And let me make this very, very clear that you actually are the one that is responsible for what you think. Because what you think is your choice, right? You could be thinking whatever it is that you want. But more importantly is you can choose to think about something differently. Even if the world is crashing down around you, you can mentally choose to think about something else. And you've done this before many, many times. Think about something that you've needed to get done and you haven't done it. Okay, that's called procrastination. That's called, or the act of procrastination is needing or thinking about something but choosing to think about something else. So what you're doing is you're just doing the opposite of that. So that's the thinking side of things. Now, the feeling side of things is exactly the same. You could think about maybe you have made a purchase, or maybe you've done something in the past where someone else wasn't really that happy with it. Let's just say that you bought, maybe you bought a car, or maybe you bought a house, or maybe you bought a something that was that you paid too much for, and you know you paid too much for it, but you really liked it and you felt good about it. You chose to feel good about it. You made a decision to feel good about it. But maybe your wife, or maybe your partner, or whoever it was, your mom, your dad, your friend, was like, oh my God, dude, you got ripped off, and they felt really shitty about it. So that's feeling, right? You can choose to feel better. That's important. And then also, how you look at things. You can choose to create a meaning out of anything. You can look at something and be like, you know what? That means that now I've got to feel sad. That means that now I've got to feel happy. That means that now I've got to feel joyous. Whatever it might be. So you're in control of all those things, right? And that's what is called taking 100% responsibility. But this takes it to another level, because what we just talked about then were things that you are consciously aware of. So 100% responsibility, well, 100% is all things, right? Everything. So that means that if you were taking 100% responsibility for your life, you would be taking your unconscious mind into the equation. Now, when we talk about the unconscious mind is 95% of the life that you do not run. All right, if you had to think about your digestion, and if you had to think about your heart beating, if you had to think about, you know, all your cells rejuvenating and restoring and all that sort of stuff, then you would probably drop dead. All right, I sure as shit know that I would, because, you know, we can't think about that many things at one particular time. And that's what awareness is. That's what consciousness is. It's the ability to be aware of a given thing or more given things at any one point in time. So getting back to your unconscious mind, it's like, okay, cool. Well, if I'm going to take 100% responsibility, then I'm taking 100% responsibility of my unconscious thoughts as well. But guess what? You don't know about your unconscious thoughts. Why? Because they're unconscious. You're not aware of them. But this is a really beautiful thing. I want you to get this, right? Because if you can get this, holy shit, it's going to be a big breakthrough for you. What happens in your life is your unconscious mind then gets projected out into your reality. So the life that you're living right now is your unconscious mind projected out into your reality. What does that mean? That means that if you're dealing, or whatever problems you're dealing with right now, they're coming from within. And it's going to pause there for a second. Let that sink in. The problems that you are dealing with right now are coming from within. They're coming from you. Now, they might look like they are coming from the outside world, and it might look like you have to change things on the outside, but you don't. It's an illusion. You don't go in and get ready for work or get ready for your day, and if you're a guy, you don't put shaving cream on the mirror. And if you're a lady, you don't put makeup on the mirror. Why? Because the mirror is not you. Let that sink in. I know it's pretty pretty deep stuff, but it's very powerful. The mirror is not you. Why is the mirror not you? The mirror is just a reflection of you. Now, the reality that you are living, this so-called reality, the physical plane, whatever you want to label it as, is a reflection of you. So if you ever notice that every time you have a problem, there you are. Man, when I heard that, and I've heard that many, many times, but I haven't really got it until just recently. It's like, when I got that, I was like, oh my God, the problem's not outside of me, the problem's within me. Now, this problem doesn't mean that, you know, if you're seeing people, doing all sorts of crazy shit, that that's what you are. It doesn't mean that. What it does mean is just in the unconscious level, you have beliefs, memories, or data. It's like a, let's just say it's like a jukebox, right? You know what a jukebox is? Jukebox has like, let's just say it's got 100 CDs of every sort of music that you can think of. Well, imagine you want to relax. Imagine you want to relax and then heavy metal comes on the jukebox. You're like, what the shit is this? I want to relax. I don't want this stuff. It's like, yeah, but that's, you know, the jukebox is your unconscious mind and it's just playing whatever it's got in there. So, you know, you've obviously got to change the CD or you've got to pull the CD out. You've got two different choices. But that's another, you know, that's a whole nother ball game. Anyway, what I wanted to get to the bottom of is like your inner world will create your outer world. So if you're dealing with whatever problems you're dealing with, it is because at an unconscious level, at an inner world level, you have some form of data, some form of memory, beliefs from the past. Because you can only act out of two different worlds or two different scenarios, two different situations. And they are, or the first one is, you're acting or reacting from memories that have already happened, things that have already happened. All right? So that's, you know, it's very, very powerful to understand that. And then the next one is you're acting out of inspiration. When you act out of inspiration, you just do it. It just happens. You just literally do it. All right? When it happens out of like memory, then it's going to feel like you're forcing and efforting. This is really powerful. This is so, so fucking profound. And I apologize if your kids are listening to this, but it really is. You know, it's it will just change your life so much that I honestly cannot even put it into words. You act from inspiration or you act from data and memory. Now, if your data and memory is so-called filled with shit, all right, filled with beliefs that you're not good enough, filled with things that are not serving you, then that means by default that you can only get so far. You can only get so far. But if you start acting out of inspiration, man, your life will turn upside down for the best possible way. Why? Because inspiration is the universe, is God, is Buddha, is the divine, whatever you want to label it as. That's coming through you. Right, it's coming through you. You would have been inspired to do things in the past and it just worked. You're like, oh, that was quite easy. Why was it easy? Because there was no resistance. But I can guarantee you that you've had things that you've done in the past that you may have thought, oh, I need to do this because this is what I got taught, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago or something like that. And it was effort, all right? And you had to really, really work for it. And even though you worked your guts out for it, it's like the result was still not that great. And please hear me when I say this. I am not saying that you need to do nothing, because being a human being, you still have to do stuff. If you were just being, you'd be in a cave. You wouldn't be here to start with because there'd be nothing to do. But then again, if you're a human doing and just doing anything, you're missing the point also. So it's like anything, there's that fine line. And you want to live life on that fine line, which is, you know, in the middle of contrast, in the middle of, you know, so-called good versus bad. So there you go. I really want you to think about this and potentially even go back and listen to this again, maybe even a few times, because it's quite profound. If you can get these learnings, if you can get these understandings, which I know that you can, and you know you can as well, and also there's other people out there that knows you can do it, then holy shit, you'll start to look at life a little bit differently. Next time you go to work and someone's like really angry, you could ask yourself, what is going on with inside me that I'm so-called co-creating this experience? What's going on within me that is triggering this event? And then when you can do that, you could even come to peace with it. And if you want to know how to come to peace with it, if you've listened to this all the way up to now and you want to know how to come to peace with it, then what you need to do is you can either contact me and I'd be more than happy to help you out. Or you could just start asking the question to the universe, to God, to Buddha, whatever it is that you believe in. What is it that I need to do in order to come to peace with blank? And then you'll go on your own path and your own journey and you'll find your own way. But please, 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 let me know. Let me know. Send me some feedback. You know, find me on Facebook or jump onto the website. You can contact me on there. But let me know how profound this actually was for you. Until next time, keep doing what you're doing, but just come to peace with what it is that you're doing.